but here I am, you know, but here I am. What continues to be true for me is that I get to show up no matter what. There are days when it looks awful. Like, there are days when I am face down in a cheesecake. It happens. There are days when food is really not an issue, but I heard a really great quote over the weekend that from Julia Child, which was, life itself is the proper binge. And I really, really love that quote, because that's what we want, right? Like, that's what we all want. You know, we want to enjoy our lives. We want to be fully in our lives. And that requires being in a lot of pain and a lot of joy, sometimes in food, sometimes not. Like, if I could, you know, I'm a restrictor. If I could, like, put it aside and never touch it again, like, I'd be fine. Like, if it was alcohol, no problem. Cigarettes, gave them up, no big deal. Sugar, didn't have it for 2.5 years. But that, for me, is not a sustainable way to live, you know, with food. Because I do have to eat 3 to 5 times a day, goddammit, you know? So I have to open up the box of all my demons, you know, all of my fears, all of my desires, 3 to 5 times a day. What the fuck? You know, that's just crazy. So that's what I get to do. You know, that's what I get to do, and that's what my spiritual path, those are the tools that I'm picking up along the way, is to be able to do that. And to not beat the shit out of myself when I am face down in a cheesecake. You know, because guess what, guys? It's a cheesecake. I'm not killing children, you know, like, it's cheesecake. And I want to be perfect, you know, like, I really want to be perfect. I want you to love me, like, I really, really, really want you to love me. But the thing that I've realized even more so lately, which, fucking talk about gratitude, I actually want to love you too. And sometimes my hatred of myself gets in the way of that. That's what this program is about, is I want to be able to not hate myself for what I'm doing so that I can actually show up for everybody else. How am I doing on time? Excellent. Good, I just want to do a good job. Thanks. So I want to just to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving. It's such a tricky holiday for a restrictor. Oh, my God. It's a tricky holiday for anybody with food stuff, obviously. But I was reflecting back last night on trying so hard to, like, do it right on the holidays and getting into this whole froth of, like, okay, so I'm gonna eat this meal in the morning, and then, like, okay, and I'll have a snack, and then it'll look like this at, you know, like, that time that this meal comes, and it's that really weird time, and how do I deal with that? Like, who eats a big meal at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and what the hell, and then do I eat afterwards? And, you know, like, I would get into this fervor of, like, trying to have a plan. And one of the most brilliant things that my sponsor ever helped me realize is that there are times when food doesn't look normal for me. There are times when it doesn't look normal. And if my expectations are in line with that, I will suffer a lot less. And I specifically realized that in relation to going up to see my brother, where there are 2 children and there are snacks, like, flying in the ether, and, like, they're eating at 5:30, you know, dinner at 5:30. I'm like, I don't even finish work at 5:30. How do you eat a meal then, you know? And when I finally realized that it wasn't going to look how I thought it was going to look, I was like, oh, then it doesn't have to look how I thought it was going to look, and it's okay. And that's how I approach lots of days, holidays, all those schmoozy work things I have to do where there's a lot of food flying around, a lot of alcohol, visits with family. Like, I can actually kind of, like, show up and eat food, and, you know, sometimes it's tricky and messy and sticky, and sometimes it's like, oh, I just ate the food, and now I'm going to hang out and do this thing that I'm doing. But I have a huge amount of gratitude for that idea of expectation, like that awareness of, like, oh, if I just don't expect it to look normal, and just meet it as it is, it could actually be okay. One of my dear friends who I met through program is who I'm going to be spending the holiday meal with today, and, like, it's not lip service anymore. Like, I actually am not going there for the food. Like, I hadn't even thought about pumpkin pie until, like, it was mentioned earlier. I'm like, oh, pie, right, right. You know, and that's, like, that's crazy. That's crazy. This program, like, the gratitude, this program does teach me, my spiritual path does teach me how to nourish myself, and that means in body, in spirit, and in mind. If I'm starving, I am going to overeat. That's biological. If I'm starving my spirit, it's likely that I'm going to overeat because I'm hungry for something. I want some fucking love already. Can I have an extra serving of love, please? Not as easy to get. Pumpkin pie is way easier to get than love. Way easier to get. And it has been. Maybe not going forward. But I've never seen it at 7-Eleven. You know, whatever. So yeah, I mean that's a miracle to really like to just be like, all right, yeah, food will be there, and to not worry too much about it. I'm grateful also to be able to be here with you guys. Somebody I knew in program, like when she talked about her story, she was like, I always wanted to be the red pebble on the beach. The one red pebble. And I have something similar where, you know, I want to be separate and different. And I get to learn to appreciate my unique qualities and to share them with you. And I also, like, get to let go of, like, where that, you know, assets and defects, where I get to work with that a little bit more these days is that, you know, I think I have this heretical, like, iconoclastic, like, I'm not doing program by the book, like, it's different, I shouldn't be here, I'm a hypocrite, like, you know, like, I'll have all these reasons why, like, what I'm doing is not right, you know, and that's the perfectionist, and that's the anorexic, and that's the restrictor, and that's the one who's getting really tight about, like, this is what the meals have to look like. The truth is I have a spiritual path. It is not perfect. I have a higher power. That relationship is not perfect. I have amazing people in my life in this program and outside of this program. I work with sponsees, which is a huge gift. To be able to share any of my experience with anyone and have it be a benefit is mind-blowing. I know that I heard that early on, but I didn't believe it until maybe like 2 years ago that that's actually true, that like it feels good to be able to share with people, like even if it's just that shitty, uncomfortable stuff, like if it helps someone else, it actually has value. I'm grateful that I woke up before my alarm this morning and got to see the sunset and all beautiful pink clouds, and have my little cat, like, snuggling up against me. Because I want to hate my body. And without my body, I couldn't have those things. You know, without my body, I couldn't see the sunset. I couldn't smell the grass. I couldn't be standing here in front of you. Like, I want to get really obsessed about how there are all these imperfections. And there are these imperfections, you know, but, like, they're okay. I get to love it all today. There's probably some dog shit over there in the park, you know what I mean? But it's a beautiful park. So, and I might step in it, you know? Like, I might, not just it's there, I might step in it. So anyway, I'm going to wrap it up. I'm really so grateful to be here. If anything I said doesn't ring true for you or hurts in any way, like, leave it in the park with the dog shit. Like, this is just my experience, and, you know, I just wish you all a really loving, peaceful, and beautiful day. Thanks.
Thank you. feel like I need to check my shoes now. We will now observe the seventh tradition, which states we are fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Following the seventh tradition, we will have our final speaker, followed by 3-minute pitches of gratitude, while the basket, bag, hat, whatever it might be, is being passed. I've asked Sarah P. to read the 12 traditions.
Woo! Hi, Sarah!
Thank you, Ron. Hi, I'm Sarah P., compulsive O-Reader.
Hi, Sarah.
The 12 traditions of O-Readers Anonymous. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one primary ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants, they do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need to always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personality.
Actually, it calls for announcements after the last speaker. Do you want to do that?
That's fine.
Okay, so thank you very much, Sarah. Our last speaker is Terrell, wherever he is. There he is.
Hi, I'm Terrell. I'm a compulsive overeater. Can you hear me? I want to make sure. Yeah? Better? Okay. Let's see, to qualify, a lot of you probably know this, but I have 34 years of abstinence, and for that I'm grateful for. Speaking at a gratitude meeting, it's like actually been coming to Thanksgiving in the park for a long time, so I'm grateful. Oh, my goodness gracious. Let's see. Is that better? Okay, cool. I said I've been coming to Thanksgiving in the park for many years. That I'm grateful for. You know, it's thing about gratitude, it's kind of interesting because I hear a lot of gratitude lists. I've been hearing gratitude lists for many, many years. And it occurred to me just recently how gratitude lists always have things on it. Like, I'm grateful for my health. I'm grateful that I have a house. I'm grateful that I have whatever. You know, like, all these material things. And if I'm basing my happiness on material things, then I'm going to lose my happiness. They tell us in this program it's an inside job. You know, that we have to go inside. And so now I'm focusing more on my gratitude list, on things that I can be grateful for, that is my happiness. So it's like, I'm grateful that I seek internal joy as opposed to external satisfaction. I'm grateful that I am loved. I'm grateful that I have the capacity to love. I'm grateful that I'm loyal. I'm grateful that I have made a decision not to binge today. I'm grateful that I've decided to participate in life today as opposed to isolate. Now those things those type of gratitudes, it doesn't rely upon anything. It just relies upon my attitude and my spiritual well-being. Because I used to say, well, I was grateful that, you know, I could walk. Well, then I had a hip replacement. You know, before I got my hip replaced, I couldn't walk. I was in severe pain. So if I throw material things at that happiness, I'm screwed. So today is Thanksgiving, which means a lot, right? I mean, let's face it, it means a lot today. Whether you're going to family, whether you're not going to family, whether you're going to friends or you're not going to friends. And this day is different because there's going to be food. It's not like, I don't know, New Year's Day. You know, maybe your New Year's Day has a lot of food. But this day, there's going to be lots of food. Which means it's our drug of choice, right? Everyone here has this drug of choice called food. We use that food to code our feelings. We use this food so we don't have to participate in life. I can feel isolated in a room full of people and make it okay. Because that's what I want to do. I don't want to be in a room full of people and have the expectations of how I'm supposed to participate in this life. I'm the type that, you know, TV, food, and me is a great party. And I don't need anybody else. Period. I really do not need anyone else. But by working a 12-step program, it forces me to go outside. And so today, as we all deal with those feelings that come up, our drug of choice is right there at our hand. It's going to be somewhere within a short distance walk. Now, granted, that's true every day. We have an option to binge every day. But today, we have that little thing that comes up where we see other people eat with impunity, which then makes me a victim, and poor me. Why can't I eat like those people? I want to eat like them. Basically, what it means is I want to be like them. I want to feel comfortable like they look like they feel comfortable. I want to be comfortable in my own skin. And if I can't be comfortable in my own skin, then all I'm going to do is I'm going to go eat. As a compulsive overeater, that's what I do. When I get uncomfortable, I eat. I love that. It's like, yeah, pumpkin pie is a lot easier than to find someone who loves me. Right? I mean, that's the truth. So today when we're out there feeling uncomfortable in a family setting, or in a friend setting, because it doesn't have to be family, it can be friends, you know, where you don't feel part of your friends. Lord knows that character defect was with me until I was probably 18, 19 years abstinent, where I was in a room full of people who said they loved me. I feel like they loved me. I didn't believe them because I'm a compulsive overeater. And there's not going to be enough love in this world to ever fill that hole that I was trying to find. You know, compulsive readers, we have this thing called we're looking for the perfect meal. We're looking for the perfect family. We're looking for the perfect whatever the is. You know, it's like, I'm looking, is this the family I want? Is this the dinner? It's all about the, or whatever, the. You know, it's like, the difference between going, oh, I'm just going to go have dinner today. No, is this going to be the perfect dinner? Is it the perfectly good time? Is this going to be like the family that just makes me feel like I'm wonderful? And if you're my family, no. No. It's real interesting. This month has been a lot about family in my life. My sister, when she was 13 or 14 years old, gave a child up for adoption. And her son has now reached out to the family. So in the last couple of weeks, I've had to deal with, I've talked to my new nephew that I didn't know about. I've got to deal with a lot of family issues because now I've got my mother, who I don't talk to, and wants to participate in this. My brothers and I are talking about childhood, We're trying to recreate what happened. I bet you with my sister's death, who died 10, 11 years ago, who still have unresolved emotions and still have grief that comes up. I was at a birthday party, a family birthday party 2 weeks ago, and I spent the entire evening in the bedroom crying. So we never get to deal with the family that we want. That was not the way I wanted to deal with my family. You know, my family that I want was going to be this Connecticut family that lived in horse country, and my name would be Buff, and, you know, I would be like, it'd be this ideal, picture-perfect family. And now I've got this family. I mean, seriously? Like, but I get to, if I acknowledge that, know that this is the family that I have, and I now get to laugh at how my brothers and I relate to each other. We just who we are. And now I get to tell a new family member about his birth family. Like, oh yeah, this is your grandmother, she's toxic, oh, this is your brother, other brother. The amazing thing is, he's got 25 years of sobriety, and he's gay. So, I don't know, maybe there's something about that gene pool or something, I don't know. Anyway, so the bottom line is, here on Thanksgiving, we have all this stuff going on, because we have all these expectations of what the day is going to look like, or what we want the day to look like, or what the day means, because, I mean, I don't know if you ever watched this TV show, but there's a lot of stuff out there about Thanksgiving, and around the dinner table, and, you know, sharing, and being grateful, and all that stuff. But then there's life. Then there's life. And if you have that, if you really have that amazing, wonderful experience where you feel like when you're going to go home, you feel the love and you don't feel expectations being put upon you. This morning I was at the gym and I was watching CNN and it says how to avoid those 10 troublesome questions at the dinner table. You know, now, for me, it's now like, we're going to get married? When are you going to get married? Well, first I have to get find a boyfriend, but I mean, still. Like, I thought I could skip that whole thing. You know? Nope. Not me. Now I got to deal with that. Well, why aren't you married? Well, those 10 troublesome questions, I guess. Anyway. This is the day that I get to think about gratitude in the sense of what my higher power has done for me. And it's an amazing thing. It's also because it's a lot of, we talk about, you know, giving thanks to God. And if you have a hard time with God, don't worry about it. Probably everyone in this room is. It's just a matter that sooner or later you will find a power greater than yourself. A higher power that you can relate to. And if you're like me, your higher power is going to keep changing over the years. It just keeps blossoming and expanding and, you know, becomes more, I don't know, how do I say, more real to you. So that when you do, today, when you are having a problem with food, we have a 12-step program that says, go to God. Don't look to this room to bring in that comfort that you want. Don't look for the food to the food. Don't look to this person beside you to say, oh, they're going to make it all okay. Because once again, if that's where we go, if we go outside, we will not be able to find that happiness and that internal joy. So it's Thanksgiving. It's Thursday. It's just another day, which is a great way to look at it, but we also have to acknowledge that this is a day that has special meaning, that's put upon us by others and by ourselves, because we have those internal expectations. So today I guess I'm going to be grateful that I can hopefully let go of my expectations of what my day looks like, of how it's going to be with my Thanksgiving. And that I can be, hopefully, living the moment enough to be right here, right now, no matter where I am, that I can find internal joy. I think that's enough for me. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, boss. They just leave them for me. I don't know what to do. At this time, let us thank our speakers for sharing their experience, strength, and hope with us. Thank you all very much. Now it is time for Wendy and Ellie to make some announcements. But before they go, if you need to go, the bathrooms are now open. I'm told that they were locked, but now, through the miracle of a former criminal, they are unlocked. And so they are accessible if need be. So Wendy and Ellie?
Yes, what you just said, we both sure. Hi, I'm Ellie, compulsive overeater.
I'm Wendy, compulsive overeater and bulimic.
Hi, Wendy. Before we do our announcement, I just also want to thank our speakers, thank our MC, Jeff, and thank Carla and Nick, our special event. So did you have a good time?
Yeah.
Well, I'd just like to remind you, as though you don't know, today is November 28th, 29th, 30th, 1st, and the 2nd. There's just 5 days left to have a reduced registration fee and a reduced package for the OA birthday party that's coming up in January.
And if you don't want to tear up a $5 bill, register before December 2nd. So, do you want to share anything about the birthday party? Well, if you enjoy today, come to the birthday party because it's 3 days of really incredible recovery. You'll hear people like Carol and Valerie and Nancy, you know, sharing. There's workshops and all kinds of events. You can register online, but I have regular registration forms. If anybody is wanting to take one, fill it out, you could give it to me, and I will take it because I'm the registration person today. Okay.
And I just want to say, yeah, the birthday party has really been important in my recovery, just as Thanksgiving in the park has been important in my recovery. And all I can tell you is that it's about fellowship, it's about growth, it's about abstinence, food plans, all the different areas that we deal with. So,
and it's also about the inner, gaining more strength inwardly in your higher power, and that's really, you know, as Carol shared, is like really the most important thing. The energy is incredible. You'll come out like really feeling stronger. That's been my experience. I've been at the birthday party for a really long time. You also can volunteer and do service, and that is really great as well. So come see me, registration forms, or go online.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Ricky A.G., come on.
You're supposed to go longer. All right. Before we open pitches, is there any other OA-related announcements, I guess, is what I'm asking?
Next week, 7th is Light a Candle.
The 7th is Light a Candle. I'm just repeating here.
It's in the 12th stepper.
It's in the 12th stepper.
Veterans Auditorium.
Veterans Auditorium. 7 p.m. I feel like I should someone should have their hand on my back. Yes, Sarah P.
Tonight at Harvard Street at 6:30 we'll be there.
Tonight at Harvard Street, 6:30 there will be a meeting. if you need to flee from your actual family.
Westchester.
Or don't have a family or just feel like going to a meeting. Yes, Hank.
In the Valley Marathon meeting started.
Thank you. There's a marathon. Oh, yeah, I know this part. There's a marathon meeting going on right now in the Valley at the Darby Street office. So if you leave here and feel the need to continue your meetings, they go till what time, Hank?
10
p.m. So there's a meeting all day up until 10 p.m. I mean, every hour, a different meeting from the Valley takes over sponsoring it, and they'll be there all day till 10. Aaron.
7:30 to 9 o'clock, Hunter Pounders in Westchester is also going to be open to these meetings.
7:30 to 9 o'clock, Hunter Pounders in Westchester, the Veterans Memorial Complex, is that correct?
No.
No?
Westchester.
And Westchester. I said, didn't mean like Culver City, I meant Westchester. Somewhere down in Westchester.
On Emerson.
On Emerson, in the 12th Supper, which, do we have any here?
Yeah.
We have some here. Lots of people holding them up, so apparently we have a lot of them. So they're also open tonight. Any other OA-related announcements? Yes. Someone's going to relieve me of having to repeat.
Heath, compulsive eater. Can the guys from the Wednesday meeting just raise your hand? David, Robin, can any men that want to speak at that Wednesday meeting at 7 p.m. in Westwood? We need extra speakers, so please see either David or Robin or I and give us your name. We'd love to hear from you Wednesday nights in Westwood. Steve, just come up to one of us. Thanks a lot. Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, Don.
There's a young people's meeting, 6:45 on Sunday, Sunset in Crescent Heights. It's doing very well for its beginning, but because they're young people, most of the people raise their hand less than a year of abstinence, so it could use support. It's geared to people who are either under 30 or came to program under 30, so please spread the word or come just, everyone's welcome, come just to support the meeting because it's off to a great start, but it could use some help.
I guess young or young at heart. Robin.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's announced, but the Wednesday meeting, the guys just...
They just, yeah.
It's a guys' meeting.
Well, he said men's meeting, so... Okay. I think. All right, sorry, someone has their hand up.
Crystal, compulsive overeater. I'm secretary coordinator of a Tuesday night meeting, and the 24th and 31st are both Tuesday nights. We want to have the meeting open, but we don't have a secretary. I'll be out of town, and the secretary's out of town. So if anyone's willing to be of service as secretary or to lead on either night, my name is in the 12th Step as contact for that meeting. It's Culver City, 7 to 8:30 Tuesday nights. Thank you.
I'm Steve, compulsive overeater.
Steve.
Paid political announcement. No, actually, I have two meetings I'd like to highlight. One is our Sunday night meeting at 5 p.m. at the Culver City Methodist Church is a writing meeting, which is unique. I haven't seen it pretty much in all the other meetings I've gone to. Writing seems to be a step that doesn't seem to be unique, used as much as possible. We'd like to invite you to come. We basically do a meditation for 5 minutes. And write for 10, and it seems to help a lot of people, so it's Sunday nights at 5 p.m., nice, unique meeting. The other thing is, on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. at Grace Lutheran Church on Overland, we have a big book study that's been going for like 12 weeks now with Roy, and we've declared it an open meeting. You can come and go as you wish. We'll be posting the meeting online as soon as we get permission to do so. But it's a great big book study, and if you haven't done a big book study, you could come and see what it's like, and you can pick up the postings on the Internet later. And I believe it's a great thing. I would suggest you come by and drop by. Tuesday nights, 7 p.m., Grace Lutheran Church on Overland in Culver City. Bye-bye.
And there are many other meetings you can attend and just look at the 12-stepper. Okay, any other non-meeting related OA-related announcements? Okay, great. We will now have 3-minute pitches. Who's the timer? Is there a timer?